There's nothing wrong with meeting with Vladimir Putin. All of our presidents have done that. I think it is important to remember he's not our friend. He yearns for a return of the Cold War. And within the Russian capacity to prevent, create a Cold War environment, he certainly tried to do that with his taking of Crimea, his invasion of eastern Ukraine, his activities in Syria. Nothing wrong with meeting with Vladimir Putin, but I think a clear-eyed approach is best, and clearly he's not our friend.
Do you think President Trump and the people around him share your perspective that President Putin isn't a friend of America, or do they feel more so that they could negotiate and work with him and that maybe he is a friend in some ways to America?
Well, there's nothing wrong with meeting with Vladimir Putin. Ronald Reagan met with Gorbachev, and so I don't have any problem with meeting. I just think it's important to be clear-eyed about what the Russians are up to, and they're up to no good.
Should President Trump meet face-to-face with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un?
Well, we'll see whether that'll produce a result or not. I'd say that previous administrations of both parties have not been able to stop the inexorable movement toward nuclear capability. It's worth trying something new. Clearly, President Trump has gotten the attention of and the help from the Chinese, which no previous administration has been able to achieve. The Chinese are the principal moving parties here to bring Kim Jong-un to the table. I think it's worth the risk. I wish the president well.
Senator, from your perspective, is the pressure being put on Congress now to pass new gun regulations different following the shootings in Parkland, Florida, and the activism of the Parkland survivors? Is that different? Is what Congress is feeling in terms of public pressure, in your estimation, different than maybe what has happened in the past following other mass shootings?
Well, we have responded. We passed both a enhanced background check and a school safety measure in the omnibus bill that President Trump just signed about a week ago. So we have responded. It's not as much as some would like, more than others would like, but we have taken action on both enhanced background checks and school safety in the last couple of weeks.
Is a nationwide database that would have information on gun owners, is that something you think could possibly ever happen would be a good idea?
Look, I think this is a very controversial subject in this country, very controversial. And a lot of people's views on this depend not so much on what party they belong to, but what part of the country they're from. And there are an awful lot of very strong Second Amendment supporters in the country. That's why it's been very difficult to agree on what types of legislation ought to be passed. I think much of this in the future is likely to be determined at the state level.
You recently announced you wanted to remove hemp from the list of federally controlled substances. Do you think there's enough support in Congress and the White House to actually get that passed?
Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to try to put that in the Farm Bill, which we will have to do this calendar year. We've had a pilot project for the last 4 or 5 years. A number of Kentucky farmers have been in these approved pilot projects. We think we've constructed a way here for this to be done legally and that the bar ought to come down, that it ought to be removed from the Controlled Substances Act. Probably should never have been put in there in the first place.